Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots.
Hey, I've got this new scorecard in front of me.
Can I buy these at our specialist shop?
You can. It would be...
Remember season one where we thought about doing all these little things? Board games and cookbooks and stuff
Yeah. Well, I still do. What I generally do now is I go, oh, that's a good idea. And then I pat myself on the back for coming up with a nice idea. And then I move on to the next idea. No, this is because I've now put the letters C's into the ratings. And... well, whilst we were going through the episode, I think I screwed it up a bit, but now I've got it all right. It's good. So the microwave one, the cement one, was in third place. Mm-hmm. And the Cheetah is in 11th place, not 10th.
Well, good for it. You know, it's really strange. I remember last week when we were talking about this, and I said, are Cheetos a thing over here?
Yeah.
And literally the afternoon after we recorded it, I was at your and my favorite store, Costco, which you've never been to, but I still plan on taking you to one day to shove
a rack of
lamb down your trousers. They had what I think could only be described as giant fuck-off bags of Cheetos at Costco in London.
Well, so
they do have them.
I went to B&M, which stands for Bins and Mattresses, and... they have in there
bums
also,
and molesters, more like chosen by the clientele.
Bums and molesters. They have Cheetos also in there. And so I bought some, this wasn't a surprise. I bought them before, but I never realized how hot they were. And on the packet, they're described as being...
Did you put them in the microwave or something?
No, I mean like spicy hot. These were described as being flaming hot. No G.
Clues in there.
And they were goddamn right. The goddamn right about that bastard.
I think maybe during this season of the Florida Podmen present the World League of 88 is it special. Maybe every store that you and I shop at for the rest of the next whatever 20 some odd weeks has to only have letters in the name. So we go to B&Q and H&M, B&M.
Yeah. B&Q? Have you said that one?
Yeah, I did say B&Q.
Okay, right. Let me think of it. WH Smith's. Does that count? Because that's got both in it.
Has those. M&S.
Yeah, okay.
Talk amongst yourselves, people.
Well, this will be a great episode, but if we knew what we were saying, we should have planned this bit.
I might just take. I'm going to try to find. I'm going to go create my own havoc at M&S next week, and I'm ready for a few weeks from now. I'll have an M story.
You know the shoes that Walter White in Breaking Bad would have worn? Those kind of moccasin loafer type things.
Yes,
I think he probably would have shopped at Marks and Spencer's for that.
He would.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's move on. Today's letter is D. And it was funny because you said to me at the start of the thing, because I was updating the Google Doc, and you said, have you got your doc out? And I said, yes, I have my doc out. But I was going
with
to start...
With a little little smile on your face. Yeah.
But I was going to start this episode by saying I've got my D out. Doc is definitely funnier. So you were... in there, and it's worthwhile mentioning, I reckon, anyway.
Well, I'm glad you
so,
did.
Can I do a shout out?
Just not too loud. It's early in the morning. I have a bit of a headache.
Okay. A friend of mine had a baby. And I say that because I know he's the one of the four people who listen to the show. So that's.
Well, I guarantee you that one of the episodes will have the same initial as his baby. So if that's for him.
Ah, it will do. Yeah, won't it? Yeah. It's not D. Yeah. Pretty sure it's not
his D. His name's not Doc.
No, Alice. So I think we've gone past that. But look, it's in retrospect. Remember that great...
No, but the baby, he'll hear this after the... He'll hear A after the...
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's right.
This is how
this
works, Chris. This isn't live, remember. Could you imagine?
These aren't people doing like a radio show. This is all in the past. We're future people now. Right, okay, so D is, you remember how we do this? We're doing letters of the alphabet, right?
Yeah, I hope so. That's all I've got prepped.
And this is Idiots Around the World, and my name's Chris.
And my name's Kevin.
And I'm not the idiots that I've just referred to, but the idiots are about
to happen for yourself.
Now. It is an even episode, A, B, C, D, which means, is it me to go first?
T. tis.
Yeah, tis. I've got two stories. Well, I always prepare two just in case you've nicked one of them. Semi-related.
And I don't, because I live on the edge. I really honestly like... But I think the good thing we talk about this season is if I don't have a backup story ready,
yeah,
I'll just shoehorn something
just
in.
I always do.
It's begins with D somewhere in the story.
I always do. On the morning of us recording, I always think, oh, that was actually better. Anyway, this one didn't work out that. But I've found, when I found the second story, I actually found loads more that were pretty much exactly the same. And they involve... So here's some letters, JCB. It's a digger, you know,
digger.
With the bucket thing at the front.
Diggerland.
So where it says here, drink driver steals digger. So there's a lot of D's in there. Drink driver steals digger to smash into sister-in-law's house in act of revenge. I know. So I'm intrigued about the revenge part of this more than anything else, really. But let me tell you what happened.
And is it apt? Like, it was the digger. Like, did it have to specifically be a digger as part of the revenge? That's what I was. Was there maybe a bulldozer involved in the initial thing that spurred on the revenge? Was it all construction equipment?
Yeah, well, we'll find this out. But I think, yeah, to get the outcome, a digger is the best tool here. Mark Holmes, his name is. And he's caused some damage. £28,000. So that is British pounds. So he's in a British place. To the home. And so that was £28,000 damage to the home. And a further £10,000 damage to the woman's car. And just cars, plural. She's got two cars. And this is his sister-in-law, right? Okay. And Mark's antics have been described as a wrecking spree. Right, so here we go.
That's a good kind of spree. After shopping spree, I think wrecking spree is probably... Murder spree, not so much, but, you know.
Yeah, it's still a thing, though. A drink driver, so he was drunk, steals a JCB to smash into his sister-in-law's house. It's a 15, they're 15 tons, these diggers. Now, I went...
Just to pause, because we have every episode, I think we have one of these where I step in and go, for my American friends.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
JCB, I think the one thing that you probably describe in the US is like a caterpillar, not like animal. Or like it's a big, it's a construction digger.
Construction thing. Vehicle, yeah.
Hence the digger. So JCB isn't a term that's used over... in North America. What it is,
I'm just moving the microphone. What it is it's on tracks, and then there's a cabin, and coming out of the cabin is one sort of massive arm that's got an elbow, not of human arm, idiots, right? It's an arm, a mechanical arm, and at the end of the arm, the hand bit is a shovel.
It's a shovel digger. On a stick, basically. They all know what we're talking about now. We have them in North America. It's just the term JCB isn't colloquially used.
Yeah, that's right. So now listen to this. There's peril involved in this, because his name is Mark Holmes, and his sister-in-law's name is Paula Brown. These are really English names. And her teenage sons were inside. So, there's peril. Mrs. Brown feared for her life, but ran outside to stop him in his tracks and suffered a leg injury when she was hit by the digger. Holmes, guess the age?
28.
56, exactly half of what you, half more. What is it? Double.
It's a Monday too. We're recording on a Monday, which is odd. You're a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah. So the neighbors caught Holmes's wrecking spree. There you go. On camera. And the shocking video went viral. Now, I have seen this, but the person who's recording it is sort of shaky hands in a car. So there's the digger goes sort of into, it's like a tractor, right? It goes into the side of the car, into like the porchway, smashes it over.
I wish the guy's name was wasn't Mark. I wish it was Rex, because his name would be Rex Holmes.
Oh, God, that's the ace, yeah.
It's a bit too now that, for that, too. Sorry.
We are... No, that was a good one, that. Now, there is a family bust-up, right? That is the reason why he's done this. So let's see if we can get into the juice of that. She was sitting in the front... This is Paula. She was sitting in the front room with her son. She became alarmed when she saw the JCB outside her home. There were numerous attempts by Holmes to damage the property and the cars by ramming them with the JCB. Mrs. Brown was forced to move into a local Airbnb, you would, after her home in Caerphilly, Wales...
Wales.
There was nothing carefully about this thing.
The puns are coming fast and furious.
It was ruled to live unsafe. This happened... it says November the 6th. I wonder if that was last year. Probably.
It's not this year.
No, it's not this year, yeah. Newport Crown Court heard Holmes left the scene and drove straight to the nearest police station to tell officers, "I fucking wrecked it." I fucking wrecked it, I did.
Oh, there's the accent. I love it. I'm gonna have to get you to do. We were talking before we went to airs. I've kind of done some pre-scouting, and I've got a nice story for G coming up.
Okay.
But I'm a little intimidated because I haven't really done a Scottish accent in about 30 years, and I just have to try it over the next few weeks, just in my personal life. Anyways, good Welsh accent there.
Yes. The court heard his actions were fueled by alcohol, and he also admitted drink driving. Right. So now then, I'm trying to scan because I thought I must have missed something when I read this like last night. There is no reference to the family problem. It's been some beef that's escalated and it got out of hand, come to a head. He's completely lost self-control and is truly remorseful. So he has some sort of atonement.
Was the digger there, do you think? Or do you think he's like driven it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Scotland, like he's driven it like 275 miles down the highway.
Well, all the courts did surmise was that this was a planned event and involved an element of revenge on your part, and your position is aggravated because you were intoxicated. It passes the custody threshold, but by a whisker, I have reached the conclusion. I think it was a cat who was the judge. But by a whisker, I have reached the conclusion that I can suspend the sentence. Holmes...
Really?
Yeah, I know. Holmes has been in custody since committing the offences, was given a restraining order banning him from approaching Mrs. Brown. Remember, this is either his sister's partner or his brother's partner. So that's how that works. Or his partner's sister or partner's sister. Brother. Yeah. He was banned from driving for 3 years and must take an extended test before getting his license back. I don't think, I mean, unless he's, this would answer your question, unless the JCB belonged to him, I don't think he would probably need, like, if you go out and cause some damage in a JCB, and then they said, the next time that you cause damage in a JCB, you're going to have to take a test, right? I would go, well, don't worry, I don't plan on driving that JCB ever again. Would they then say, okay, well, you're going to have to take another test. Anyway, there we go. So the clearly the idiot here is Holmes, who thinks that it's the best way to solve this is to ram that thing into that fucking house. I fucking wrecked it.
There you go, Holmes.
There we go.
That's one of my favourite lines.
Can I just say as well, if you typed in, because what I do is I found it on my phone and then I type it in onto the internet, so on my computer.
My phone has the internet. I got a better phone. on your dial-up phone.
If you typed in, kind of digger smashes into house, there's fucking hundreds of them, right?
Of course there is, Chris. I think there. If I had a digger on any sort of land, I would just try to find some house nearby that's a derelict, and I would just do it. Oopsie.
So you have to pick your stories where you come from. So I'm submitting digger as the thing. Mark Holmes is the idiot, though. There we go.
There you go.
Oops.
I like it.
I clanked my microphone.
I like a little bit of damage with my alcohol. Speaking of alcohol, you've got your...
Non-alcohol. Yeah.
Non-alcohol. Mr. Okay. Moretti?
I'm done.
Thank you. My turn. Alrighty. I also managed to find a story that has some D stuff going on in it.
That's good, isn't it?
You wouldn't know it from the headline. Here's my headline. Guy held in crazy spree, and in quotation marks, I was high on the Holy Spirit. So this is the second spree of the day.
That's a spree.
So this is from Tacoma, Washington, northwest U.S., sorry, from Vancouver. I'm like 2 hours away. Tacoma man charged in DUI.
Yes.
DUI.
So this is driving under influence.
Correct. And also a failed donut robbery. The old double D.
How do you fail? Don't I do those every afternoon.
So here, I kind of like the way the story's written. I'm going to shout out to the journalist here. She's got D's in her name too. Pally, what's wrong with me this morning? It's Monday. I'm supposed to be at work. Polly Davis Doig. It's a good name.
Whoa.
Polly Davis Doig.
Davis Doig.
I think it's D-O-I-G. I'm going with Doig.
Can we... I think that's a sound of Doig.
Doig. That's one of those things, that a doorstop thing, the little springy one. Doig. Sorry, Polly. You've done a great job here, and all we're doing is making fun of your name. All right. Here we go. Into our story here. After rear-ending a car, failing miserably to steal donuts, and getting chased down by a police dog, most of us might call it a day. Anthony Stanley, 28 years old, would apparently prefer to call it getting right with God. So, Como News, which I used to grow up watching Como News from Seattle. So this guy is facing a bunch of charges after he rear-ended a stopped car in a turn lane, yelled at the driver, put his truck in reverse, and headed to a gas station. Once inside, Stanley, our little guy here, threw two boxes of donuts on the counter and hollered that he needed gas. You're not going about it the right way. Unless donuts is a currency.
Was this
he needs gas.
Daddy.
He needs gas. He's a gas station. Petrol for you.
Yeah, but so he goes in and says, Daddy needs gas.
No, he said he needed gas. He hollered that he needed gas.
Yeah, but you said Daddy.
Well, we can go with that. I don't think I did.
Oh, did you say that he?
Hollered that he needed gas.
I thought you said, Daddy needs gas. I'm going to be saying that
that's
from
the episode
now on.
Title. Daddy needs gas. You're going to do that every time you go to the petrol station. Go in there, get your little Costa coffee at the queue, get your little bubble gum and your lottery ticket. Daddy needs gas. So... We're not even done yet. This is so far so normal. So when the rattled clerk locked the cash register, Stanley jumped on the counter and tried to open the register, cursing and throwing things the entire time. Doesn't say what. Maybe it was more donuts. He finally took off and police tracked him down and said he appeared to be high on something. But Stanley replied, he is filled with the Holy Spirit and the officer could draw his blood, but all he would find would be God. They also find alcohol because he got a DUI.
Was that a reference to the holy part? Was that because of the donuts?
It could be. I mean, let's say yes, because we're going for puns this episode. So, yeah, he faces charges including attempted robbery, DUI, hit and run, driving with a suspended license, and failure to use a required... That's a weird one. Failure to use a required ignition interlock device.
Now, what is that?
What in the name of fuck is that?
Right, I've got the internet here. What did you call
it? Does that mean just a key? Does that mean you just try to, like, jumpstart a car or steal a car?
They push jump starts. What was it called?
Failure to use a required ignition interlock device.
Oh, right. Hang on. Okay. Well, not only do I know what it is now,
This is why they tune in.
I can tell you how much it... Yeah, I can tell you how much it costs. They're immobilising devices, apparently, and they range between £150 and £500.
Why would you get charged for failure to use a required ignition interlock device? I don't know if I have one of those on my car. Am I going to get arrested?
Hmm. Maybe if you decide to have one, you have to use it.
I'm confused.
Like if you were a clown, you have to use the horn.
That makes sense to me. So that's basically it. This guy basically tried to steal some donuts. Got chased down by a dog, and he got a DUI. There's a lot of D's there.
Yeah, that was a good, good D's. Really good D's. And and mine was some plenty of D's. Maybe it's because we're just looking for them now. You know, we wouldn't have noticed them without it being thrust into the spotlight.
So yeah, short story. Let's move on to everybody's favorite part of the show, the admin.
The scoring, yes. Now then, we sort of like take averages on this, don't we? So
yeah, we kind of throw some numbers out.
Also say, by the way, I did have another D, and I'm sort of like hopeful that we can do this again, because I won't tell you what it is. If we don't use it again, I'll just add it into the league at some other point. But I'm really excited about telling that one. So lots of D's were really, really luscious this week. Right.
Prevalent.
I'll get me doc out. Now then, I'm thinking about, let's start with the digger. This was a sort of, it was vandalism. There was mechanics involved. There was...
It wasn't an accident. Like sometimes we talked about these when like guys... They couldn't help it. They did the best they could in a bad situation, and they kind of score lower for that. But this was premeditated.
Premed and...
It's stupid.
It's a stupid idea because the... And drink was involved, obviously. So whereabouts has it fallen? If you look at the list we've got here, it takes it sort of out of the bottom sort of like 8 or 9 or 10. It's on par with, or thereabouts, with the bank robber who calls ahead. Right? Because, and this is the reason why I'm getting to that point, this isn't something that you just do and then run off and go, oh, I wonder how that happened. This was in full sight, it was on video, and it's just a ridiculous thing to have done. So it's clearly against the law, and you ain't going to hide from this.
And he's an idiot.
So I think
I think the one thing that, in my mind, the one thing that might bring him down a little bit is he actually, like, pulled it off. Like he did.
Oh, he was successful.
And like if he would have like murdered a cow accidentally, you know what I mean? So you know, is
that's
he an idiot?
A great point.
So
he's on the spectrum.
He's a solid idiot, but he's on the not spectrum. Like top tier. Because like, he astronomically couldn't, stupid.
Because he couldn't
I think we're all kind of in the same. He's mid to high sevens. I'm thinking like 7.8.
That's put it up from where we once were, though. So I was thinking more around the 7.1-ish. If you're saying 7.2, sorry, 7.8, did you 7.8. say? How about this then? 7.45.
Okay.
Okay, which will put him currently at ninth place.
That's pretty good. Pretty good for a day's work.
I'm going to describe this one as being digger disaster.
Digger disaster.
Okay, right. Okay, now let's move on.
My guy with the trying to steal donuts, DUIing, and then having the Holy Spirit instead of one of the cops take his blood to find the Holy Spirit. That to me is the clincher for me. It was a normal story otherwise.
I agree. I think we did this with Florida Men years ago. This is a fair enough story, but this is the Florida part of it. And that bit there is just that bit that just tips it into the... It's no longer ridiculous. It's idiotic. So, what
now,
do we
there
think?
There is the asterisk mental health side of things that we kind of... If this guy had all of his wits about him, I'd score it quite high. I think he stole some donuts. He jumped on a counter. He started yelling... that daddy needed gas, you know. it's average to me. It's average. I'm going to go probably like a 5.9.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit higher with mine because, well, I just want to, but you know, Elmer McCurdy?
Oh, yeah, our little dead guy.
I think this guy is probably just does this every weekend. He just finds something else to have a go at.
I like how you're projecting the idiocy now. Pretty soon we're just going to be making up our own stories and putting them into the
He just sounds like rankings. That's the cut of his jib. Let's go with halfway between those. Let's go 6.2.
So we're about a 6. About a 6.
You think 6?
5.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I said 5.8, yeah. 5.9. So let's go about 6 as an average.
Okay. So 6, this will put him in 23rd spot. And what should we call him? I'm just going to, Jesus Christ, I'm going to call it Daddy Wants Gas. I mean, that's a wonderfully written article. Okay, right. 6.2, did we say?
Straight 6.
So just a 6, yeah. Yep, okay, there we go. Right. Success. Now my scorecard is looking a lot more healthier now. This is good news. Right, okay. So, next week, let me make sure I've got this right. It's the letter E.
Unless you're playing this on shuffle. And then it's episode 1.9 of another podcast.
I like that, yeah, on shuffle. The Shuffle Podcast.
Can you play podcasts on shuffle? Is that a thing? Wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, you could probably.
Well, this is the first time we've really done anything where it needs to be sequential. Really?
Yes, that's. Yeah, it does. Because if you're listening to episode 5, it's a spoiler to anything that happened before it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
But to be fair, what happens in this episode doesn't really have a bearing on the next episode other than the scoring. I mean, spoiler alert, I suppose. Do what you want to do. Right, it's your own goddamn lives. I mean, if you're listening to us, you're a big enough loser as it is. Christ's sake.
Okay.
Sorry, especially except for your friend who's just had a kid. Congratulations.
Oh.
Well then.
Right then.
I'm not sure about these Monday recording sessions, man. Yeah, I'm struggling.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. I keep thinking it's Saturday. It's definitely not.
No, it's our normal day. Yeah. It really sucks because I'm not off tomorrow now to go back to work.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that.
The life of a podcaster. Well, should we let these fine folks get on with their day?
Let's do it. Okay, have a fine day.
Don't do anything stupid, or else we might have to talk about you soon.
Yeah, in fact, do stupid things. We could do with some material.
We need content. All right, guys, take it easy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ta-ra. Bye-bye.